this year's elections will impact the future of Alaska. On KCAM's Meet the Candidates program, we're giving you the chance to hear candidates in their own words tell you what's important to them. This is Doug Walker. On today's Meet the Candidates interview, I'm talking with Mary Peltola, who is running for the U.S. House of Representatives. Can you share with us what your goals are in running?
Yeah, I really ran for the U.S. Congress seat, starting back on April 1st, to elevate the issues that we're seeing across our state regarding low abundance of so many of our species, but in particular, salmon and halibut and crab. And I know that on the Copper River, salmon is such an important part of the economy. It's such an important part of people's own household food security, and it is just tied to who we are as Alaskans, and especially along the Copper River. So there has been, in my opinion, not enough attention paid to the issues that we're seeing in terms of not really adjusting our management to meet the low ocean productivity and the low returns that we're seeing. When I was growing up, for every one spawning salmon, you could expect six to return. And now on the Kuskokwim, for every one spawning king salmon, less than one returns. And we're seeing this also with chums and silvers. So we've got to do something. And just even being in the race and being able to talk about it and having the platform to talk about it as a campaign issue, I think has been helpful in terms of getting folks across the state and across the nation dialed into this pressing issue.
Why are you running for the party that you're affiliated with?
That is a great question. And I grew up, my non-native family, they're all Republicans. They're from Nebraska. They're wheat farmers and a lot of other things. Of course, you run a farm, it's not just one thing. But they farmed a lot of different things. They were cattle ranchers. And they, you know, just the nature of that part of the world, most folks are Republicans. So I grew up being very comfortable with Republicans. My mom's side of the family, they are Yupik and based in the Kuskokwim and Yukon River area of the state. And they are mostly Democrats. So I grew up feeling very comfortable and at home with Democrats. I'm not really tied strongly to either one. I'm not, you know, somebody who is tied to either party's platform. And the reason I'm running in this race as a Democrat is because when I served in the legislature, I got elected in 98, I was sworn in 99, and I served through until 09. And I wanted to represent the Bethel region, and it's predominantly Democrat, like I said. So I ran as a Democrat when I was running for the state house. And, you know, most of the races there are determined in the primary. So most all candidates are Democrats. And then when I worked in the legislature, I made such a strong emphasis to work with everybody, regardless of their party, and worked on rebuilding the Bush caucus. The representatives who've represented the Copper River region and the Otna region have always been a part of that Bush caucus. And we were Republicans and Democrats. So I am running as a Democrat. I do believe in many of the things that Democrats are for, inclusion, making sure that the electorate is a reflection, that the elected leadership is a reflection of the electorate. I think that that's important. But I am for all Alaskans, regardless of party.
When people look at the ballot this year, they see four names. And can you tell us what distinguishes you from the candidates that you're running against?
Sure. Like I mentioned, I have 10 years of experience in the state legislature that has, and granted, this is a 14-year-old, 10 years of experience. I've had a hiatus from this type of elected politics for the last 14 years. However, in that term, I also served as a city council person for the city of Bethel, to work on getting a swimming pool in our region. I've also worked for my tribe as a tribal court judge, so I do believe in public service, but that really is, I think, what differentiates me from the field of candidates. I do have legislative experience. I do have experience working across party lines, with a diverse group of people, and I am very committed, like I said, to public service and being a public servant. I take that very seriously. We have a lot of very critical domestic issues, state issues, international issues ahead of us, and to work through some of these issues. And we've got domestic policy issues that we haven't seen in my lifetime. And it's going to take a great deal of collaboration and coalition building and consensus building to work through those issues. And that's my experience really shows that I have capacity for that, and I'm all for working together.
Next, I wanted to ask how you feel the U.S. House, if they are confronted with it, should handle the issue of abortion in light of the Supreme Court's recent Dobbs decision.
Well, I do think that we have a Supreme Court that is different now. I think that our Supreme Court is very conservative to the point of being radically conservative. And I think that in the interest of having a balance of power across the judiciary, the Congress, and the administration, we need to have a Congress who, because the Supreme Court is really winding back our freedoms as Americans, this is the first decision that we've seen that restricted freedom and took freedoms away from people for the first time, and they have indicated that this is just the first of many freedoms that they want to pull back. I think that we need to have a Congress who is in line with Americans and interested in representing Americans across the board.
What steps should Alaska take to improve its economic condition going forward?
Well, so much of inflation is a matter of supply and demand, and any macroeconomics class will tell you that. If there is more demand than there is supply, prices are going to go up. One of the issues that really is born out of the pandemic, and it's also, I think, in large part because of some of the trade issues that we got sideways on with China in the previous administration. And it takes a few years for the economy to react to different policy decisions. The economy is like an enormous ship, and it's got a tiny rudder, which are our policies. And when you pull levers and that rudder is moved, sometimes it takes a very long time for the economy or that big ship to start turning in the direction that rudder indicated. And so it can be a delay of a year or two before you see the effects of international policies or the pandemic. So in addition to supply and demand, that's a very big hurdle that we need to face, and making sure that we do have ports that are able to offload our container ships. Like if you look at the port of LA, there was a queue of container ships going out miles. It took weeks to unload those ships where it used to just take days. So that's one issue. But the other big driver, in my opinion, is the cost of diesel. Diesel is how we get our goods to every American, whether it's by train in the lower 48 or on the rail belt in Alaska, whether it's the Big Macs, the trucks going across all of our interstates, the jets, or our barges. All of those things are fueled by diesel, and diesel is the fundamental product that moves our whole economy and gets goods where they need to go. And when the cost of diesel is as high as it is going to be put on the end user, on the consumer, those shipping costs and the freight costs and all of that with surcharges. So we've got to drive down that cost of diesel and transportation costs. And I really think a big part of the solution is developing Willow. It's a field up on the North Slope, and because of directional drilling, being able to go out 7 miles, that is now an economic project. So I think making sure that we are helping our country meet its demand for diesel, and then you know, I think long-term in Alaska, we need to look at refineries. I also think long-term, we've got to be more invested in renewables because those are going to be less expensive long-term.
I've been talking with Mary Peltola, who is running for the U.S. House of Representatives in our November 8th election. In closing, is there any website or other location you might want to point our listeners to if they want to learn more about you and your positions?
Thank you, Doug. It's marypeltola.com, MaryPeltola.com. And I just really appreciate the chance to share a little bit about me with your listeners, Doug. Thank you so much.
That's today's edition of Meet the Candidates. During the days leading up to the November 8th general election, we're letting you hear from candidates for Alaska's U.S. House and Senate races, as well as the Alaska Governor's Contest and the State House and Senate races that impact Copper Valley voters. We encourage you to keep listening on most weekdays until November 8th for more interviews with the candidates. Meet the Candidates airs at 8:15 a.m. and 4:15 p.m. on KCAM AM 790. And on 88.7 FM, you'll hear Meet the Candidates weekdays after the news and weather at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m.